Welcome to the Unleash Your Inner Radiance podcast with your host, Lisa Dorn.
Welcome, beautiful souls, to another empowering episode of Unleash Your Inner Radiance, where we embark on a journey of self-discovery, growth, and transformation. I'm your host, Lisa, a passionate life, wellness, and transformation coach, here to guide you on your journey as we navigate the depths of our aspirations and unleash the radiant power within. But before we dive in, let's take a moment to express gratitude to our sponsor, Podcast Like a Mother. Because let's face it, life is too short to be stuck behind a desk all day. Podcasting should be easy, fun, and accessible right from your cell phone. With Podcast Like a Mother's podcast creation course, you will learn how to effortlessly capture your stories, leave a legacy, and inspire others, all while living your best life. Head to the show notes to learn more. And speaking of creating a legacy and empowering communities, I am thrilled to share an exciting affiliate opportunity with you. Discover how to start an online business with a proven blueprint, 100% profit, daily pay, and a path to recurring income. I don't know about you, but my goal is to have 3 or 4, maybe 5 or 6 different streams of income. That's how I would like to do my retirement. Whether you are tired of feeling stuck, longing to make a little extra income from home, I mean, $300 can make a big impact a week, right? Or if you're just yearning to follow your dreams, this opportunity offers you the freedom and flexibility to work from anywhere, right from your phone. Check out the link in the show notes below and let's build a legacy together. On another note, I am incredibly thrilled to invite you to Forgiveness, Breaking the Cycle of Unresolved Pain, my dynamic digital course aimed at guiding you towards transformation and freedom. As the founder of Change Your Life with Lisa Coaching and the host of Unleash Your Inner Radiance podcast, which you are listening to, I have dedicated myself to helping others navigate personal growth. Forgiveness to me is the key to unlocking boundless possibilities and profound fulfillment. Shedding the weight of anger and resentment for a future filled with peace and love. Throughout the course, we will dive into powerful techniques and strategies to release the past and embrace the radiant future you deserve. I'll be your partner and your guide, offering you support and encouragement every step of the way. While my podcast serves as a source of inspiration and wisdom. So, are you ready to embark on this journey of healing and forgiveness? Let's dive in together. Now, grab a cup of coffee, settle into your most comfortable chair, and let's dive into today's episode. We'll explore the transformative power of energy. Because you guys know, we are all energy, right? The importance of nurturing our vulnerability and how aligning with our authentic selves can lead to boundless growth and fulfillment. So let's ignite our inner radiance and embark on this journey of self-discovery together. I hope that you have been amazing since Monday's episode, especially if you tuned into episode 40 a while back. where we kind of delved into the power of taking that first step towards our dreams. If you haven't listened yet, I highly recommend you giving it a listen. It is packed with inspiration and practical tips for turning your aspirations into reality. Today, though, we are going to shift our focus to something equally transformative: cultivating an attitude of gratitude and nurturing a positive mindset. Just as we discussed the importance of actionable goals in episode 40, we'll explore how changing our thoughts and implementing a system to track our self-talk can profoundly impact our lives. Your self-worth and your forgiveness are the foundations for your fulfillment. It's that deep-rooted belief that you are worthy of love and belonging. But sometimes, you know, we go through the hustle and bustle of life. We go through raising our kids, starting a family, raising our kids, working that 9-to-5 job, making somebody else rich. And we forget to nurture this essential aspect of ourselves. That's where gratitude comes in. Gratitude isn't just a feeling of thankfulness. It's actually a practice, like a way of life. By consciously acknowledging and appreciating the blessings in your life, you can shift the focus from scarcity to abundance, from negativity to positivity. It's like flipping a switch in your mind, and illuminating this path to greater joy and fulfillment. One powerful way to cultivate gratitude is through affirmations. And I know that on Mondays I give you guys affirmations, and I do hope that you guys are putting them into a spreadsheet or putting them into your journal. But what's really cool is if you keep them in a spreadsheet, they're like working affirmations. You can evolve the affirmation, like the one I'm going to give you today. Maybe it does something for you today, but in a month, you can use it in a different way so you can rewrite it. Or if you're not using it anymore, you can just put it off to the side. But it's just really cool because you keep that spreadsheet as a working affirmation thing, and pretty soon you have a whole diary of affirmations. But you can write them down and you can read them. And they're a really good thing to read before you go to bed if you're trying to cultivate gratitude, or when you wake up in the morning. Because affirmations are just positive statements that you can repeat to yourself, reinforcing your beliefs and shaping your reality. So here's a powerful gratitude affirmation for you to embrace. So, you know, like I ask you to, I don't know if you guys are, but, you know, listen to the affirmation, write it down, journal about it. What does it do for you? Here it is. I am deeply grateful for the abundance in my life. With each breath, I celebrate the blessings that surround me. I am worthy of love, joy, and fulfillment, and I embrace them fully. Feel free to customize this affirmation to suit your own journey and circumstances of where you are right now. The key is to infuse it with sincerity and intention, allowing it to resonate deeply within you. cultivating gratitude isn't really, truly is not just about reciting affirmations. It's really about integrating them into our daily lives. That's where the system for tracking that negative self-talk comes in. By keeping a journal or using a gratitude app, or I don't care how you do it, we can actively monitor our thoughts and replace any negative self-talk with positive affirmations. So keep a post-it note in your car, a whole stack of post-it notes in your car. Keep track. You're driving down the road. I mean, it happens to me. I drive down the road and all of a sudden I'm thinking the stinking thinking thought. And I'm like, why is that in my head? That is what I want to write down. I could be listening to something that's positive and all of a sudden I'm not listening and my mind is doing stinking thinking. You need to rewrite those thoughts that are not serving you into a positive affirmation that you can read before bed or in the morning to get your day started. Right now, I would like to share with you guys today 8 powerful steps that you can take to cultivate gratitude in everything in your life. 1, start and end your day with gratitude. Begin each morning expressing thanks for the blessings of your life, whether it's the warmth of the sun or the love of your family, or the fact that you woke up, or the cat who's laying on your legs, or the dog who pushed you off the bed. Any of those really are blessings, right? So before you go to bed, reflect on those positive moments during your day and express gratitude for them. And did you guys know that the last thing that you think about before you go to sleep is the first attitude of your morning? So if you're having a crabby night, you're going to wake up crabby in the morning. If you talk positive affirmations before you go to sleep, you're going to wake up positive. It's kind of cool. Try it. 2, keep a gratitude journal. Dedicate a few minutes each day to jot down 3 things that you are grateful for. They could be so simple, like a delicious meal, one that either you made or maybe somebody else made it for you, or a heartfelt conversation. I had a really fun conversation with my friend Ashley at work today. And, you know, it was just really nice. Writing down what you're grateful for really solidifies these moments in your mind and reinforces the habit of gratitude. 3, practice mindfulness. Now, all of these are a challenge, yet they're always a work in progress, right? You're always working because you can't 100% have gratitude on your mind all the time, right? But they're a work in progress. So you're working on them constantly every day. Stay present in the moment and pay attention to the beauty and abundance around you. Whether you're taking a walk in nature, savoring a cup of tea or an amazing cup of coffee, immerse yourself fully in the experience and appreciate the richness it brings to your life. 4, count your blessings. Take inventory of your blessings in your life, big and small, from your health to your relationships, to the roof over your head, the food on your table. Acknowledge and appreciate the abundance that surrounds you. Because if you stop and you look, there are so many things to be grateful for. And there's so many abundant things that surround you. 5, shift your perspective. When faced with challenges or setbacks, reframe them as opportunities for growth and learning. You know, if something happens, well, okay, what is life teaching me right now? Because we don't want to dwell on what went wrong. Focus on what you can learn from the experience and be very grateful for the lessons that it provides to you. 6, express gratitude to others, because you never know if that smile you gave somebody is the only smile they got that day. Take time to express your appreciation to all the people in your life who support you and uplift you. Whether it's a heartfelt thank you note, which I don't think people write thank you notes enough anymore, or a simple gesture of kindness, that smile, saying hi to somebody, just letting others know that you are grateful for their presence. That alone can strengthen your relationships and foster a sense of connection. Because what we need more now is connection and real, true, authentic connection and community. That's what we need. 7, random acts of kindness, which we've kind of talked about with, you know, the highs and the hellos and just the smile. Spread gratitude and positivity by performing random acts of kindness for others. Whether it's offering a helping hand to a stranger or complimenting a colleague, these small gestures not only brighten someone else's day, but guess what? They cultivate gratitude with yourself. They make you feel good. And that is a good thing. 8, stay open to possibilities. Approach each day with an open heart and a willingness to see the beauty and abundance that surround you. By staying open to all the possibilities, did you know that you invite more opportunities for gratitude and joy into your life? By incorporating these powerful steps into your daily routine, you can cultivate a mindset of gratitude that permeates every aspect of your life, leading to greater happiness, fulfillment, and inner peace. As we come to the end of this episode, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining me on this journey of cultivating gratitude. Remember, gratitude is not just a fleeting feeling. It is actually a powerful practice that can transform your life from the inside out. Please share this episode with a friend, someone who needs to hear it. And also leave me a review. Those I'm so incredibly grateful for. I encourage you to take these 8 powerful steps and integrate them into your daily routine. Embrace gratitude as a way of life and watch as it opens your heart to the abundance and beauty around you. Keep shining your inner radiance brightly, and may gratitude continue to light your path toward a greater joy, fulfillment, and connection. Until next time, Take care, stay grateful, and keep unleashing your inner radiance. Thank you for tuning in. I will catch you on the next episode. Here are three powerful takeaways from this episode on cultivating gratitude. One, gratitude is practice. It is a practice. Gratitude isn't just a feeling. It is a practice that requires constant effort and intention. By incorporating daily rituals like journaling, mindfulness, and expressing thanks to others, you can cultivate a deeper sense of gratitude in your life. Two, shift your perspective. Cultivating gratitude involves shifting your perspective from focusing on what's lacking to appreciating the abundance that surrounds you. By reframing those challenges as opportunities for growth and acknowledging the blessings in your life, you can foster a whole new positive outlook. Three, gateway to fulfillment. Gratitude serves as a gateway to fulfillment, happiness, and inner peace. By embracing gratitude as a way of life, you invite more joy, connection, and abundance into your life, leading to greater overall well-being and fulfillment.